Where's that boy going?
It's Ali's order, Malik. He went to remind the thugs of the word of God.
They'll kill him.
Malik, my father has warned him about the death. It was his own decision to go.
Oh, people! Ali has invited you to follow the word of God and the prophet's tradition. We are all brothers!
Thank you.
It was their last chance. Thank God I have the honor to join another jihad.
When Ali's heart is full of pain and he's crying, it means that he doesn't have any hope for peace. I wish these people knew about the pain in Ali's heart.
No, no. Muhammad. Not now. The Azdis want a rival like John Dub.
And finally, Askar lost his life because of the plots by the green-clad army of Damascus and the rage of Ali's swordsmen brought it down to its knees forever. The sun in Basra set in its bloodiest color, and the heavy battle of the camel came to an end. With a heart full of pain, Imam Ali cried over Talha's dead body and Zubair's cut-off head, as he was killed in the desert by a greedy Arab. Imam Ali cursed Zubair's murderer and issued a decree so the murderer would be punished. Just like the golden calf, whose dead body was cremated by Prophet Moses after its death, they burned Askar's carcass and, as Imam Ali had ordered, they scattered its ashes on the river so the naive camel worshippers would understand that the ugly and ominous idol cannot perform any miracles. The uproar over Osman's shirt apparently came to an end after Ali's victory, but there was no sign of joy or delight in the Imam's face over the victory. You would need more eyes like his eyes to look around the ominous desert and find pieces of Ali's broken heart on the ground among the large number of the dead bodies. The mother of the faithful, Aisha, along with 40 female horse riders who had worn men's clothing, was sent to Medina. Imam Ali appointed Ibn Abbas as the governor of Basra, and although he had buried his loved ones and companions in Medina, he decided to migrate and move to Kufa. He turned the city into his newly established government's headquarters, so among all the noises from the yellow and green-clad empire of Muawiyah, the sound of the call for prayers by his muezzin would be heard by the people of the Levant.
I wish my arm were broken. I wish I hadn't extended my hand to pledge allegiance to Ali. Damn it! He told me that my hand is like a Jewish person's hand.
That's it?
Not just that. He's scared because of Ali's predictions. Haven't you heard that he's predicted Marwan's future?
Hey! Jewish cousin, what has Ali predicted about you,
He told me that I'll have governorship and my power would be as much as the power of a dog when it licks its snout. He told me that I will have 4 children who will make the people's lives hell.
Don't worry about your children.
Don't doubt Ali's knowledge.
Don't worry about your children. Because children always take after their uncles. But as for your governorship and the dog's snout, we have to grieve, O Mayad's sons, as governorship is an incurable disease in their fate. I wish gaining the governorship in Kufa were possible in my fate, even if it were as short as the wag of a dog's tail.
Kufa, from now on, you need to be as brave as a lion to walk on its streets. Get up. We have a long way to the Levant.
I've given my mind to my horse, and have set my eyes to the distant future. But I'll keep my heart aside for you. For you, your black-eyed, seditious girl. The bride of death. Ibn Amir, I'm devastated.
It's because of the heat. You've either received a blow to your head, or you have a fever.
You can't even show as much sympathy as a camel.
It is Moir's fate to act like a camel and carry the isolation and abjection of Bani Umayyad. I've heard what you have seen. I hope Moir's heart will be the food for dogs if it beats for a moment for anyone other than Bani Umayyad. Hejaz has been showing its angry side to us for some time now. In the eyes of Bani Hashem, the story of Bani Hashem and Bani Umayyad is the same old story of Cain and Abel that remains from old times. As it seems, it will continue until eternity. Today, you and I are in exile. We don't have the right to stay in Hejaz, our ancestral land. If our fate has decided that Umayyad's position as the master in Hejaz should be taken, we'll fight against our fate. You're tired, and my speech might bother you, but you have to know that the winner of the Battle of the Camel is neither the commander of the faithful Ali, nor the mother of the faithful Aisha. You are the winners of the battle. You watered the seed of unity of the Umayyad in Hejaz and Iraq with blood. Welcome. Welcome. I know that you are not feeling very well. You can think of the Levant as your homeland. Oh, my cousins, welcome. You are welcome.
Greetings to you.
You are welcome, my son.
Greetings to you.
Let's go inside. Go inside, please. Sit here, cousins. Bring some water for them. I've heard that those who've run away from the Battle of the Camel have gone to Sistan, and that they have managed to spark a new riot there. While Ali is busy dealing with them, we'll take over Egypt. We'll send invitations to those who have some relations with the caliphs, people like Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas and the sons of Omar ibn Khattab, are worth thousands upon thousands of dinars to us. Those who are lashed and who have complaints against Ali's justice for any reason, are good prey. We shouldn't forget that stupid Ashari in Kufa. Although they shattered him in Kufa, his shattered pieces might be useful for us in the future.
He's our cousin's son. He's coming with full hands.
He never misses any targets. Long live Hunter. Bravo. Bravo.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Bravo.
Bravo, young Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings to you. Thank you. The Levant is the daughter of Constantinople.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. It's somehow similar to the letter we sent to Ali. This is more bad luck, Amir. In this bad situation and disunity, we expected the children of the Pope to help us instead of making threats. The rulers in the West are well known for their understanding and wisdom. I've heard they even give grains and cereals to non-allied governments. Doesn't Caesar read the Bible?
He does. He reads the Bible just as much as you read the Quran. When the people insist on revolt, and the last Kashafani members who come from Kabul make the people in Khorasan revolt, what do you expect from your next-door neighbor Caesar if he doesn't steal anything from our land which doesn't have an owner? He's an idiot. An idiot.
He wants the Levant. Constantinople's daughter is our bride. Arabs are very sensitive about their wives and daughters. They won't give up their wives and daughters.
An ignorant Arab might launch a bloody war for the sake of a seductive bride. But a Muslim Arab would give away a seditious bribe by divorcing her.
Amir, the Levant isn't a bride. It's an angel from paradise. It's worth giving up your religion and heart for the sake of gorgeous angel. Do you have any reasonable answer for the gladiators?
You have to keep them busy, Abba Yazid. Keep them busy with your blue-eyed Levantine maids and gold coins and gold vessels for some time. And then, after we're done with Ali, they will get a taste of the Arab swords once again. Don't talk to them in a way so that they might think that you have to compromise.
Has Caesar given these guys full authority?
Cesare li è detto tutti il potere di Caesar.
Per la guerra, sì.
To fight, yes.
It's strange. We're ready to hold talks with Caesar. Or his authorized envoys to make a compromise or understanding.
Per la pace devono parlare direttamente con il Cesare.
I have to talk to Caesar about compromise.
Let him do it. But he has to remind Caesar that a battle between Arabs is just like a family dispute. They fight each other in the morning and eat food together at night. Civil war is a daily routine for Arabs. It's all right if Caesar has seen the water troubled. But he has to be careful not to catch a whale instead of a fish. Arabs aren't used to giving bribes. But we're ready to strike a deal between our governments, so both sides would benefit from it.
Va bene, non verbalizzano il loro massaggio.
Will you give your message in writing?
Unlike Caesar, I don't have a sense of humor. I don't write down jokes to send to our neighbors. You can go.
Okay.
Andiamo.
Help me get back the saddle of my camel. from Abu Maktul. I mean my father-in-law. Then I'll pledge allegiance to anyone you wish.
Yeah, the letter should have been sent to Kufa.
Myself and everyone in my tribe will swear allegiance to you. I would like you to know that I am really and truly indebted to your mother, Hind. Once, when I was coming back from work, and I didn't have the energy to move, when I came across Hind, who was riding a camel and coming back from the desert, should I continue?
Give it to me. Give it to me, you devil.
I read the next one.
You're one of the Talagats, Abu Yazid. You're one of those people who wouldn't agree to join Islam. And you're one of those who wouldn't give the Shahada testimony if they hadn't felt the sword on their necks. Forget about us and bury your greed by becoming a caliph. Look. Look into the mirror. You don't look like the Greeks, do you? No matter how hard you try, you can't turn the Levant into Athens.
They've made a mistake about this one. Read the next one. Read another one. Burn that one.
Oh. This one is smart. Listen to the smartest letter from Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, the conqueror of Iran. Omar, let some people from Quraysh join the council, and they were qualified people in every aspect. As long as the members of the council are alive, no one except them can hold power. I specifically told Tala and Zubair that they should stay home. They didn't listen to me and broke their allegiance. People like Sa'd are tired. They're tired of the sword and they stay away from war. They think about their health and going to the bathroom more than the caliphate. If Sa'd were to help us, Ayeshe would be the best excuse. The best excuse of all.
Our fate is like the fate of those who've gotten stuck in a quagmire. If you move, you get deeper in it. I have to confess something. I'm scared of Ali.
It's not too late to get on your knees in front of Ali and ask for repentance. You need only write a letter of repentance. Jarrah has come to the Levant for the same reason. But he wants a definite answer this time. He's tired of implications and codes.
What would you do if you were me, Amir?
Abu Yazid, as long as Ali's justice is being applied, you shouldn't have any worries. Justice is the only honey that tastes bitter to humans.
Kufa, the seat of Imamali's government.
Abdullah.
Hey man, where are you going?
I'm going to see Ali.
Ali doesn't have any time. He's busy performing the government's work.
Well, we're also part of the government's work.
Go, man, go. You can come back after you've washed your feet.
I've washed my feet. You want me to take off my shoes so you can see them?
Okay, you've washed them. What about these people? How long since you've washed your feet, man? Ibn Kabab?
Yes?
Are we lost?
No, Uncle dear, no.
Ibn Kabab?
Yes.
Where is Ali?
He's inside the mosque. You'll have to wash your feet before you can come inside and visit Ali.
I absolutely cannot. I have cracks on my soles. If I wash them, they'll swell, and if they swell, they'll stick to the ground. I can't.
Did you hear that? He has cracks on his soles. He can't.
Ibn Kabab! Tell him that we're poor. We need help. We're farmers. We work on farms.
What does being poor have to do with your dirty feet? The river in Kufa is as vast as the sea. In Iraq, you can see more water than soil. Water isn't like bread. It's free for everyone. Haven't you heard that cleanliness is a sign of piety? You can wash yourselves in the Euphrates 10 times a day.
A desert-dwelling person lives on soil. We work on our farmlands from morning to night to earn some food, to keep us alive. If a farmer isn't dusty, he isn't a real farmer.
Go away. Do you want to make the rugs and mats in the house of God dirty?
Do you mean that we're animals? Those who are angry are like animals. Let's go. Let's go. Follow me. Let's go.
If I heard you right, I swear on the owner of this mosque that your tongue deserves to be cut off. Why did you block these people's way?
I've got a backache, Malek. I have to wash the rugs every day.
You've spent your entire life in the house of God, but you haven't realized that God's servants are more respectful than the house and its rugs.
I haven't realized it, and I won't. I don't understand what Ali does. So, what will happen to cleanliness? Just smell them. Their feet smell like droppings.
Abba Yusuf, be patient for a few more days. I promise that I'll help you in washing all of the rugs.
Wait, brothers, wait. Don't go.
You have pledged allegiance to Ali with your patience and purity. I envy the purity and loyalty of commanders like you. You shouldn't get upset with the quarrel of a tired old man. I'm the servant of this house. I'll be honored to have you as our guests.
Oh, brother, we haven't come to Kufa in order to get something. We are merely traveling pilgrims, and we only want to perform our pilgrimage. We've been traveling for several days. Surely we don't deserve to be offended because of our feet. Brother, I'll complain to Ali's guard.
It is clear from your gifts that you're generous people. Forgive Abba Yusuf for my sake.
Are you from the same tribe?
Yes, from the same tribe. And here's the letter of allegiance from the people in our village. There's only one seal on it. The rest of the people have put their fingerprints. Tell me, are you Ali's son?
I'm Abu Bakr Siddiq's son. I've been raised by Ali.
Are you Muhammad? Abu Bakr's son. Everybody is talking about what you did in the Battle of the Camel. You're our brother, commander.
Ibn Kabab!
Yes?
Is this pious man Hassan or is he Hussein?
Neither of them.
Ibn Kabab!
Yes?
Is he Abbas?
No, uncle, no.
The governor of Kufa should do his job in the palace of Kufa. Oh, commander, what are you doing in the mosque? Leave the house of God to those who want to pray. Those who are seeking justice in Ash'ari's house are waiting for the miracle of Ali's justice. Don't you want to heal them?
The governor of Kufa is the commander of the faithful Ibn Kawalad. A prophet who can tell Ali from Malek might not see the difference between Muawiyah's messenger and the messenger of God either. The palace of Kufa is a coffin for complexes just like your verses. It will waste people away, it won't heal anyone. Ali's justice is up and running in the mosque of Kufa. Have you come here to complain against your own evil deeds?
If you leave a house vacated, it will turn into rubble, Nakai. Is it better to hear the sound of the call for prayers from the minarets of a new mansion, or hear the ominous sound of owls on its rubble? Won't you feel sorry if you leave the building without using it, eh? If Ali doesn't like the palace, that's fine. He can sell it to me. I'm ready to buy it at a high price.
Shh. Keep your voice down, Asadi. Don't let Ali hear about it. If he finds out that you can afford to buy the palace of Kufa, he'll finish you off with his sieve.
His sieve or his sword?
His sieve.
But why his sieve, Malek?
Ali has a sieve which only illegitimate assets pass through. He pours dubious assets into it and then he sieves them. Whatever remains in the sieve will be given back to the owner of the asset.
Is the sieve his miracle as an imam? We had heard justice is executed by scale, not by sieve.
Watch your step, are you blind?
Yes, I'm blind. I can't see. I don't want to see anybody but Ali.
This man will be toppled by his own justice.
Are you leaving, Gez?
Mm-hmm.
With who?
With God. Ali told me to take the army with me. But I've decided to conquer Egypt without an army.
Haven't you heard what the sons of Nabigar did to Ibn Huzaifah?
They killed him with a trick. I'm also going to fight them with a trick. Keep the army here in order to help Ali.
Did you count it? He only said two words and used I twice. I don't trust him, Muhammad. He'll surrender Egypt to Muawiyah.
Don't be skeptical about Ali's choices, Commander.
Why are you so restless, Muhammad? Why can't you hold still?
I'm worried, Amar.
Have you left your heart in Medina?
Amar, I'm worried about my uncle Agil.
Agil will either trip and fall, or his walking stick will stop him. Has he fallen into a well or a ditch?
He will fall, Amar. He keeps asking my father to give him some money from the treasury. so he can invest in a business.
I can't believe it.
If you listen to him for a moment, you'll believe it.
Agil has a family and he's disabled. Close your eyes for an hour and imagine the nagging of 10 people in your family. They'll drive you crazy, boy.
I wish you were crazy. Then we'd know what to do. He's coming.
Are you right, Agil?
I'm all right. Thank God. Do I have eyesight? I do. Do I have a new pair of shoes? I do. Does everyone in my family have enough food to eat? They do. Does my brother hold the key to the treasury? He does. Then why shouldn't I be all right, brother? I fall into ditches several times a day in order to reach justice. When I say something, he laughs. And when I cry, he keeps silent.
Don't be ungrateful, man. It's a blessing that you're free from the torment of seeing.
You can't feel what I'm going through, Amma. I hit my face against the walls hundreds of times a day in order to earn some food. Instead of preaching, go tell my brother about my pains.
What happened, Uncle Agil?
He's silent. What else can Agil's simple heart do if it doesn't take his brother's silence as a blessing?
Uncle dear, you'd better be satisfied with the usual pension.
You're worried for no reason. I didn't ask him to give me the palace in Egypt. Ali is famous for his generosity. He's never disappointed those who've asked for help, has he?
Ali, dear. I know that you haven't forgotten Akil's being disabled, and I saw that he is distraught. Maybe his pension isn't enough for his expenditure. If it's possible, please, could you increase his pension?
Ali is busy with figures and numbers instead of saying vigil prayers. You're working hard, brother. I suppose the credits must be much bigger than the debts, eh? Thank God. Arab Iraq is a fertile land thanks to its river, eh? Its people are wealthier than the people in Hejaz. I've heard that they pay their religious taxes on time, even. The government's warehouses must be full to the limit, even, I suppose. The coins don't seem to be rusty. And termites don't eat the grains? Oh, God, thanks for all those things you've granted me as well as those you haven't. It's good that I've lived long enough to see that the Bani Hashem's warehouses are full. God willing, the days of
poverty are over. These are the days of abundance. Well, Ali, dear, I'm leaving for Medina tomorrow before dawn. Do you have any advice or orders or... more importantly, a gift, a little something that can make me happy? Ali, dear, don't forget what you promised, please. Are you giving me a riddle? You're scaring me with fire here? What will you do with the heart that you've
Take
broken?
Take it, Uncle. Take it.
I won't. I'll be cursed if I trust you again. I'll be cursed.
I've made the soup for you, Uncle Argyle.
You'd better call me. You miserable uncle. If I were your uncle, you wouldn't let me suffer so much, would you? These days, if you talk to any slum dweller, you'll find out that they make both ends meet because of Ali's generosity. But when it comes to Argyle, he gives me the fire of hell as charity.
That hot tongue was the key to hell, Uncle. The extreme heat of that tongue can make any blind person see. You asked Ali to give away his faith, Uncle. Well, that's the way Ali always behaves. He doesn't forgive those he loves. Even if they've made a small mistake, he doesn't forgive them.
You know, once I asked a passerby to guide me to a location. It was one of the sheikhs from the Bani Umayyad. Do you know where I ended up instead of that destination? In a well. Do you know why? Because I am Ali's brother. I was in that well for 2 days. I told myself, this is your battle of the trench, Argyle. And this was the booty of the jihad for Argyle.
The booty of a jihad is the jihad itself, Uncle. Not a couple of dinars and a horse.
Stop it! Listening to the children's sermon is the last thing I need. I'll kill it. I'll kill the camel of my desires so it won't be tricked and won't turn its head to any sound.
Where are you going?
To anywhere that doesn't look like this house.
The door is that way.
Oh, I can't trust you. Ali. Mm-hmm.